Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Dave Revering. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Murray. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Squires moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Squires moves to third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman takes first base on ball four. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a fly ball towards center. Lemon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Chappas bunts towards the mound. Keough fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Chappas moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops it up and throws to first, with Keough covering, for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Colburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Heath and he is out, Picciolo applying the tag. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chappas hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas misplays the ball. That's an error on Chappas. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Newman moves to second. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Newman moves to third. Gross moves to second. One out. Jim Essien pinch hits for Larry Murray. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball towards center. Lemon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Newman tags and scores. Gross scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Derek Bryant pinch runs for Jim Essien. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bryant moves to second. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Derek Bryant now playing right field. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Bryant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Colburn and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 3 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Proley now pitching. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bryant. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Morrison is hit by the pitch. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Mike Colburn. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Morrison moves to second. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Harry Chappas. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Morrison scores. Bosley moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 4 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jorge Orton now playing second base. Jim Morrison now playing third base. Marv Foley now catching. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Dave Chalk pinch hits for Derek Bryant. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Chalk moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 3 in the game. Picciolo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.